We're going to break for the news with NPR in just a few seconds. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and Freetown Radio comes your way at 3 p.m.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A surprising burst of job gains are reported in today's monthly employment report. 204,000 jobs added to the economy, but the unemployment rate is back up to 7.3%, likely due to those workers furloughed during the government shutdown being included in the job list tally. Kathleen Sebelius, a face of the administration's health care overhaul, concedes there's as yet no specific option to helping people whose health insurance plans are being canceled as a result of the Affordable Care Act. And the Health and Human Services Secretary says the technically troubled healthcare.gov website is improving every day, but Sebelius says a debacle clearly weighs heavily on everyone, especially President Obama.
He feels this is his signature item. We all feel responsible for getting the benefits to the people. And do I wish things had operated totally smoothly on October 1st? You bet. Was October a bad month? You bet. We are getting better.
Sebelius making remarks at a medical center in Atlanta today. Secretary of State John Kerry is weighing in on nuclear talks in Geneva between Iran and six world powers, including the U.S. We've got the latest from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Kerry's sudden decision to come to Geneva sparked hopes that a first-step agreement with Iran was imminent. But as he landed, Kerry spoke not of a deal, but of differences.
I want to emphasize there is not an agreement at this point in time. We hope to try to narrow those differences, but I don't think anybody should mistake that there are some important gaps that have to be closed.
The foreign ministers of Britain, France, and Germany also rushed to Geneva, adding diplomatic heft to the talks aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for limited relief from economic sanctions. Israel's prime minister calls it the deal of the century for Iran and a bad deal for the international community. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
With upbeat jobs numbers out today, speculations rampant about when the Federal Reserve will start to unwind its quantitative easing and raise interest rates. Here's the latest from Steve Beckner of Market News International.
Since the Fed again delayed trimming its $85 billion monthly bond purchases last week, Fed officials have sounded cautious. A common thread is the need for convincing evidence of stronger economic growth amidst great uncertainty before reducing monetary stimulus. But no one has heard from the Fed chief. Bernanke will talk about implications of the financial crisis at the International Monetary Fund, and his comments will be watched carefully for monetary policy clues. Preceding him will be top Fed policy advisors who are expected to make the case for leaving interest rates very low for a good while, at least until the unemployment rate falls far below the current level. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 80 points at 15,674. This is NPR News. Central Philippines appears to have been spared the massive devastation it was expecting from one of the strongest storms on record. Local authorities say Haiyan came ashore with sustained winds of 147 miles per hour, gusts of up to 170, before the fast-moving storm moved offshore. Freelance reporter Aurora Almendral says the damage was still widespread and affected millions.
Many of the hardest hit areas don't have any kind of communication, no telephones, no internet, no television. There's no way to communicate with the people that are there. So the exact number of people that are affected by the storm is unknown right now, but the path of the storm included millions of people, as well as the second largest city in the Philippines.
Reporter Aurora Almendral. So far, at least four deaths have been confirmed. Emergency managers in western Alabama are trying to learn the cause of a train derailment that sent flames into the early morning sky. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio has the latest.
The accident occurred this morning near a train trestle in the town of Aliceville, southwest of Tuscaloosa. 12 cars of the 90-car train carrying crude oil jumped the tracks. 3 of them burst into flames. Investigators think the trestle may have been the cause of the derailment, but the fire reportedly melted the structure, so evidence may be hard to find. One family was evacuated following the accident. They've since been allowed to go back home. Firefighters are letting the blaze burn itself out. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
Airports across the country observed a moment of silence to honor the TSA officer shot to death at Los Angeles International last week. Operations were halted at hundreds of U.S. airports. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from T. Rowe Price, presenting T. Rowe Price Connections, a series exploring opportunities in the global economy at TRoePrice.com/connections.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. We're going to start things off with the late Luther Allison, originally from Mayflower, Arkansas. He, as a young man, was in Chicago in the 1950s. His family had moved there, and he got to witness firsthand the birth of what would be called the West Side Sound of Chicago Blues, and he became a part of that movement. From his disc, Reckless, that came out in 1997. Here's Luther Allison with a number called Living in the House of the Blues.
When I struck by the thunderbolt. You came into my life. It's just like walking on eggs, playing with a real sharp knife. I guess I always thought that my love for you would pass. But loving you, darling, just like dancing on broken glass. I'll try to treat you right, can't seem to find the time. Please understand, baby, you're always on my mind. People love to talk like passing notes in class. And loving you, baby, just like dancing on broken glass.
Why won't they leave us alone?
Spend all my nights talking on the telephone. Dancing, dancing on broken glass. So kiss me, baby, let me hold you all night. It feels so good, it just gotta be right. Sometimes it feels like we're moving too fast. So take it easy, baby, 'cause we're dancing on broken glass. To my life.
Yes, I did.
Just like walking on the edge, playing with a real sharp knife. I guess I always thought my love for you would pass, but loving you, baby, just like dancing on broken glass. Just like dancing, dancing on broken glass.
Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers, Dancing on Broken Glass, is from Thackeray's disc Switching Gears. That one came out in 1998. And prior to hearing Thackeray, we heard the late Luther Allison. We heard Luther Allison from his 1997 release, Reckless. He did a number called Living in the House of the Blues again. He was very much influenced by Magic Sam, Buddy Guy, and some of the others, other great guitarists of that West Side School of Chicago Blues. We're going to turn next to a nice little tribute tune and a track from Susan Tedeschi's first major release, the 1998 release, Just Won't Burn. This really put her on the national blues map. Here's Susan on guitar and vocals with Sean Costello, also a young Sean Costello, also on guitar, Annie Raines on blues harp. A number called Friars Point. Friars Point, Mississippi, is in the upper northwest corner of the state. And it's mentioned in blues a number of times. Robert Nighthawk recorded a tune called Friars Point Blues in 1940. Robert Johnson mentioned Friars Point in his Traveling Riverside Blues. Muddy Waters apparently claimed he saw Robert Johnson playing in front of a drugstore in Friars Point, and he was so intimidated by Robert Johnson's skills that he couldn't stand to sit around and watch. I don't know if that's true or not, but interesting story. Here is Susan Tedeschi again. The tune is called Friars Point.
Support comes from Jefferson Street Pub, presenting the rocking blues and pop of singer and piano man Andy Frasco and the UN, coming up Thursday, November 14th at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Doors open at 9. The phone number for tickets is 232-5040. For more information, the website is jeffersonstreetpub.com.
liberty and a net. Yeah. In the middle of the night, and you just can't go back to sleep. You think of every little thing in the past. Then you begin to wonder about the future. Don't scold yourself. This is a normal reaction. Well, there's thousands of other people running just like you. So the next time it happens, you can tell yourself, this must be what John was talking about when he said, everybody have the blues at one time or another. You can take it from me, my friend. It's really true. Ask me, I know. That's really the time that you really need just a little tenderness.
Johnny Shines on guitar and vocals, recorded in Los Angeles back in 1970. Shines, originally from Mississippi, he hoboed around with Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. He himself, Shines, settled in Chicago back in the early 1950s. He was preceded by Susan Tedeschi. We heard Susan from her disc Just Won't Burn. Again, that came out in 1998 and really garnered her a lot of national attention in the blues. She did a number called Friar's Point. And most women blues guitarists give a very respectful nod to the first great rural woman blues recording artist, and that would be Memphis Minnie. We're going to listen to Memphis Minnie with her husband Joe McCoy of, 1929. Memphis is one of the two guitar players on this next track. Joe McCoy on the other one, of course, and he's doing the vocals. Here's a tune that, we heard some tunes commemorating the Great Mississippi Flood of 27. This one is another case in point as far as songs commemorating that that terrible event. Memphis Minnie and Joe McCoy from 1929.
break. If it keeps on raining, life is going to break. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the labyrinth moan. Well, all last night I sat on the labyrinth moan, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to tell my troubles to. I worked on the ladder, mama, both night and day. I worked on the ladder, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Think about my house. It's burning down on me. No, darling. If I can. I met a man in St. Louis. He wrote me a song. I wrote this like this here. I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. If I don't get you, baby, I don't want nobody, yeah. No, darling, I don't want nobody. That says, I'm going down this road. I'm feeling bad. Think about my house. It's burning down on me. I need somebody to talk to me. Sad song. I lost everything I had that night.
Aljamae Mae Hinton recorded back in 1999. She got a grant to record a disc called Honey Babe, and this track is one of one of 16 tracks on that particular disc. Really, really wonderful Piedmont-style blues artist, Aljamay Hinton. Before we heard Hinton, we heard Joe McCoy and his wife, du jour, Memphis Minnie. From 1929, they did the classic When the Levee Breaks. Memphis Minnie, again, the first really great woman blues guitarist, rural-style blues guitarist. Anyway, she was quite something. Kansas Joe McCoy, whom we heard doing the vocals and playing one of the guitars, on one of the two guitars on that track, was her second husband. Her first husband was Casey Bill Weldon, who she had married when she was living in Memphis. He was on and off part of the Memphis String Band, played with Will Shade and a number of other notables out of Memphis at the time. And he himself was quite a fine guitarist. We're going to go back to 1937 and listen to Casey Bill Weldon do a number called A Go Ahead Buddy.
Caught you with a raggedy. Now go ahead, buddy, you got to go. Don't hang around no more.
Your posts are wrong, and that's no way for heart, one made from a rock of stone, one made from a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart made of a rock of stone. Treated me like my poor heart made of a rock of stone. And that's no way for me to get along.
Guy Davis from his new disc, Juba Dance. That was his rendition of That's No Way to Get Along, the old Robert Wilkins tune from 1929. And he was preceded by Casey Bill Weldon, whom we heard from 1937. We heard Casey Bill Weldon on guitar and vocals doing Go Ahead, Buddy. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
We have music now from Damon Fowler and a disc he had out called Devil's Got His Way. This one came out on Blind Pig Records back in 2011. He's since been a part of a group that has a really hot disc out called Southern Hospitality. Here's Damon Fowler on guitar and vocals with Cypress in the Pines.
Out in the cypress and the pine. and a cypress and a pine. Out in the cypress and a pine. Out in the cypress and a pine. Float on down the river, pull your boat ashore. You only take a little, you want more, more, more. A snook cheek wrapped in bacon, white lightning on ice. Tell me once, don't gotta tell me twice. Out in the cypress and the pine. Out in the cypress and the pines. Out in the cypress and the pines. Out in the cypress and the pines. In the pines, out in the cypress and the pine. Oh, out in the cypress and the
Flip Flap Jack. Music from Roomful of Blues from their latest release, 45 Live. They've been playing the blues for 45 years. And before we heard Roomful of Blues, we heard Damon Fowler from his disc Devil Got His Way. Again, he's had a disc since this time. It's a vocalist and guitarist, part of the band Southern Hospitality. Here, though, he did a number called Cypress in the Pines. And we're going to turn back the clock and listen to some classic Chicago blues of the early 50s. Here's Robert Nighthawk.
No matter what you say, darling, no matter what you do, way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. What you said, darling, no matter where you go, just remember, darling, you gotta reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me. Understand, I'm going away to leave you, let you do the best you can, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me.
She be
from 1959. That was Elmore James with The Sky Is Crying. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Robert Nighthawk from 1951. He was also recorded in Chicago, and he did a number called Crying Won't Help You. And that about wraps it up for this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Then after that at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And at 7 p.m. tonight, Lee Kleinpeter takes the air chair with Big Band Things and Big Band Swings and Other Things. Followed at 9 p.m. by the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine, and then at 10 o'clock, James Van Way with Out on the Fringe. And programming here on KRVS is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Also by listeners like you. Many of you keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that. If you're not a member, we hope that you'll become one. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org or just give us a call on certain days. We're going to turn to Big Bill Brunzi to take us on up to news time, to, excuse me, Nick Spitzer and American Roots. Little number called C.C. Rider. John, thanks for the salad. Appreciate it. All of you out there, have a very safe and happy weekend. See you next week.